This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, the first week of the official holiday season. Was it a great Thanksgiving? It was for me. I will admit that. I hope that it was for you. Great Thanksgiving for retailers and for people who are counting on Black Friday. Well, it looked like a lot of bleak Friday, except the great amount of trading and profit and commerce that went on the internet helped to take some of that sting away. The markets are down right now, over 300 points, but concluding one of the best months in recent history. For some of the major markets, this is the best single month this November, even with the down day today, the last day of November. The best month in the markets, since 1987. Now, that's pretty remarkable. There's also breaking news. The state of Arizona, one of the very closest states in this last election, just certified its election results. Wisconsin is expected later today. Those are two of your truly close states. The other one is Georgia, which is certified. What's interesting about Arizona, of course, is that it's basically a Republican state. And Republicans did well in most of Arizona, except for the Senate candidate, Martha McSally, who lost to a former astronaut, Mark Kelly. He was the Democrat. And except for President Trump. There's a fascinating piece about why it is that Republicans did so well in House candidacies and did so well in the Senate races, by and large. Of course, Colorado and Arizona being the big exceptions. Why did Republicans do well in those other races when in states sometimes that President Trump flat out lost? We will get to that. We will also get to a challenge, not of the question of counting illegal aliens for residency requirements with a citizenship. That is all going to end up in court at some point. But there's a huge piece in the Wall Street Journal about the categories we use on the census and the whole idea of categorizing people separately because they are of Hispanic origin. Does that make sense for somebody whose grandparents and great-grandparents may have been American citizens? We will get to that, be talking about that with syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete, and more on a busy day on the Medved Show. Concerning the Arizona certification, it's 11 electoral votes, and Arizona was a key battleground state. It's one of those states that Trump carried in 2016, but lost this time. And it certified its votes officially, and Wisconsin is also expected to certify their votes coming up later today. And Joe Biden, of course, certified as the winner in both those states. The Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, was there to certify the state's results with the governor, Doug Ducey, who, of course, is a conservative Republican, the Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, and Supreme Court Justice Robert Brutinel serving as witnesses. So it's going to be tough to challenge, and it probably means that those people who actually believe, hope against hope, that the election will be overturned are fooling themselves or being fooled. Now, this doesn't mean that President Trump won't be angry at some of those Republicans who participated in the certification of the Arizona election. The Arizona election, by the way, if you want to look at it, it was by a margin of not quite a little bit more than 10,000 votes, 10,457 votes, a one-third of 1%. This is a little bit more than Trump carried Michigan by in the last election. So in terms of the Electoral College, this was certainly a close election. President Trump delivered an impromptu press conference on Thanksgiving, and he wasn't happy about the previous certification in Georgia. He attacked a lifelong conservative Republican named Brad Raffensperger, who, by the way, had been an early supporter of President Trump back in 2016, supported him in the primary fight. But here's what he said, clip one, about the Georgia Secretary of State.
We're getting great reports from the doctors. This is an incredible hospital, Walter Reed. The work they do is just absolutely amazing, and I want to thank them all, the nurses, the doctors, everybody here. I've also gotten to meet some of the soldiers and the first responders, and what a group. I also think we're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street, and they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country, so I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit, so perhaps I'll get there before you get to see me. But I just, when I look at the enthusiasm, and we have enthusiasm like probably nobody's ever had. Our people that love the job we're doing, we have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody. So it's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it, and it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA, and we love what's happening. Thank you.
I think that's the wrong clip, obviously. That was a clip when President Trump was still in the hospital and getting out of the hospital after he came back very, very strong after his hospitalization and is suffering from COVID-19. But he did call the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, an enemy of the people, really. And he also denounced the election. I think this is the right clip, Jeremy. It's number two. Yeah. We will check to make sure that it comes across as the right clip. He again is denouncing the election as a fraud. The truth is that his term continues, and he continues to try to make it eventful. His son-in-law and one of his chief advisors, Jared Kushner, is in the Middle East now, trying to do good work, working out a dispute between the United Emirates and Qatar, trying to build up that anti-Iranian front. And trying, together with the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, he was assassinated by a crew that has not yet been identified or acknowledged by any country, widely suspected to be the Israeli Mossad, of 12 assassins. He is somebody who has been very busy developing a bomb that Iran claims is being made specifically to kill Jewish people. And again, that's the entire basis for their nuclear program. So it's not so strange that actually there would be some strike back. Is this entire purpose, and a number of people are saying so, to try to foreclose what Joe Biden has said he wants to do, which is to restructure, re-enter the nuclear deal with Iran? We will see. We will also see if we need, in the midst of everything else that's going to be changing, a change in the categories for the U.S. Census. Why? Because the current categories are just misleading to people about what our country really is. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing fallout from the election. Believe it or not, there are still several races that are undecided, House races, where Republicans are very narrowly ahead. I believe they have that one House race in Iowa that is now, after two different recounts, it's come back to four votes for and four votes putting the Republican ahead, not necessarily by a landslide margin. But that would be a very good thing. It would increase the Republicans' House minority. I mentioned that there was a fine piece, and it's a very interesting piece, in National Review, where John McCormick writes about why Republicans picked up House seats even while Trump lost. And at a recent White House meeting, Politico reported that President Trump said, all these other Republicans all over the country, they all win their races, and I'm the only guy that loses? I don't get it, said President Trump. Well, it's not true. He's not the only guy that lost. He actually ran very close to most Senate candidates. There was only one Senate candidate who ran way, way, way ahead of Trump, and that was Susan Collins, who really runs basically as an independent in Maine. She ran almost 40 points, literally, that's not an exaggeration, almost 40 points ahead of McCain when she won re-election in 2008. And she always runs ahead of the national Republican ticket because Maine is basically in national elections. It's very much a Democratic state. This time, she won by 8 points, which no one expected. It wasn't any of the polls. And Trump lost the state by 9 points. She was always expected to run far ahead of Trump. The other Senate candidates, not so much. And as a matter of fact, the idea that she was the only Republican Senate candidate who actually won in a state that Trump lost. John James came a little bit closer than Trump did. But in Arizona, Trump ran better than Martha McSally. They both lost. And the idea that there was this huge difference between Trump and other Republicans is not necessarily true. One of the things that John McCormick points out is that, look, this was not a great year for Republicans in terms of the congressional races. It was a much better year than anyone expected. There were 27 toss-up races. The Republicans have now won 25 of them. They have two left to be called, that one in Iowa that I mentioned to you, and one in New York State. And those could easily go to the Republicans, giving them all 27 toss-up races. Now, that's great, and no one expected it. But the Republicans did not come that close to actually winning back their majority. And this was a race coming right after they got shellacked. They got blown out last time, losing more than 40 seats to the Democrats. So some of those seats were vulnerable, and Republicans won them back, and that's it. To me, a very good thing. I think it's a very good thing for the country. And John McCormick writes, what about the down-ballot House races in 2020? Much has been made of the fact that Republicans greatly exceeded expectations. But there's a difference between greatly exceeding expectations and objectively doing great. And that performance of House Republicans gaining seats after the 2018 blowout with falling short of a majority is not objectively that great. I think what Republicans are looking for is the historic pattern, and it's worth mentioning because it is the next big election we're going to have before the presidential election of 2024. There's every reason to believe that Republicans should be able to win it's only going to come to less than 10 seats they're going to need to win. And the average for a gain by the opposition party when there's a new president and he has his first midterm election, the opposition party gains on average 23 seats. So if they have even just an average performance, the Republicans, they should be able to win back the House in 2022. Now, of course, you never know about these things. If all of a sudden there, actually, the sky opens up and there's magic and prosperity and peace and popularity for the elderly new president, which we can all hope for, right? That could happen, right? But not very likely to happen. Very likely for the Republicans, it seems to me, to hold on to those two Senate seats in Georgia, hold on to the Senate, and then make a large comeback when it comes to 2022. Do we have that comment by President Trump, Jeremy? Is that cool? Okay, this is President Trump speaking about the election, and he's not happy about it. Listen.
Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue are tremendous people. They should be in the United States Senate. They're desperately needed. But I told them today, I said, listen, you have a fraudulent system. You have a system where the flick of a switch or the putting in of a new chip can change the course of history. And you have to be very careful. I read this morning where Stacey Abrams has 850,000 ballots accumulated. Now, that's called harvesting. You're not allowed to harvest, but I understand the Secretary of State, who is really, he's an enemy of the people. The Secretary of State, and whether he's Republican or not, this man, what he's done, supposedly he made a deal, and you'll have to check this, where she's allowed to harvest, but in other areas they're not allowed. What kind of a deal is that? They're not allowed to harvest during the presidential.
Okay, none of that appears to be the case. And for Brad Raffensperger, you got to feel sorry for the guy because he is a loyal Republican and he's trying to do his job. And for people who look at the situation in Georgia, including the governor, Brian Kemp, President Trump said over the weekend that he was now sorry that he endorsed Brian Kemp for governor. The reason all this matters and that I hope I'm glad that President Trump has committed. Apparently, over this coming weekend, he's going to be heading down to Georgia to try to rally support, make sure people come out and vote for the Republican candidates, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It's enormously important because with a new president coming in and all kinds of questions about the inauguration still percolating, and some talk that President Trump may do his own big announcement at exactly the same time as the new president is being sworn in. And what would President Trump announce? No, it's not a new book contract, but he's concerned about that too. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVant Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The month of November is setting records in the coronavirus pandemic. The United States has reported 4 million new cases this month. That's more than double the previous record of 1.9 million set in October. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci telling ABC News,
we're entering into what's really a precarious situation because we're in the middle of a steep slope.
Arizona is certifying its election results, saying President-elect Joe Biden is the winner of the Grand Canyon state. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey says many people are involved with the success of the election.
I want to thank Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, the county election offices, the county recorder's offices, our poll workers, and all the volunteers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, there is one important point when you're looking back on the election that we just had, which of course is the biggest news story, maybe second biggest next to the pandemic, which has disconcerted all our lives. The pandemic, by the way, didn't stop a bunch of rioters and vandals and the kind of people who some in the left like to call peaceful protesters who aren't peaceful at all. They're destroying property and attacking statues. They were busy over Thanksgiving, which is just sickening when other Americans, most other Americans, I think, all varied our Thanksgiving observances based upon trying to keep safe and to keep our country safe. But we will get to that in just a moment. The point about the election and being such a big story is that it was very, very close. And John McCormick, in his piece in National Review, says this. The bottom line is that Republican candidates did better than expected in races for the House, in races for the Senate, and in the race for the presidency. But they still came up short of a majority in the House, and short of a majority in the Electoral College, with control of the Senate still to be determined by those races in Georgia. There's nothing out of whack with these results. What's fascinating about this is that Trump, when he ran the last time in 2016, you remember he ran about 2 percentage points behind Hillary. He's 4 percentage points behind the popular vote this time. And the Republicans managed to keep the House in 2016 because they led the national popular House vote by 1.1 points. This time, it was almost the same. Nationally, if you take all the votes for Republicans, there were 2.5% more for the Democrats, and there was 4% more when it came to presidential votes, the popular vote for Joe Biden. So what that indicates is that despite the fact that people both who love President Trump and then people who are not so enthusiastic have the idea that he is some kind of an outlier, that he doesn't fit in to the general Republican mold. And by the way, you can make a case for that, but not with these results, because the results for all Republicans were extremely close. And it does look like Republicans are going to end up gaining a minimum now, a minimum of 11 House seats and maybe as many as 14. But we shall see. It probably closer to 13, depending on some of those very close races. Speaking of very close races, this is not something that's close or something where public opinion is divided. The ongoing hatefulness of the extreme left is going to put Joe Biden and his new team in a very difficult position, because they have to take a stand against this crap. But there's a piece in PJ Media, which collates a lot of information from all around the country. And Tyler O'Neill writes, while most Americans were eating turkey and stuffing at whatever kind of socially distanced gathering their state government would allow, so-called peaceful protesters, who never spread the coronavirus, of course, toppled statues and spray-painted anti-Thanksgiving messages to celebrate the holiday. Vandals targeted statues of President William McKinley in Chicago, a monument to veterans in Portland, an Abraham Lincoln statue in Spokane, Washington, and two statues in Minneapolis. One of George Washington, of course, and another that celebrated pioneers. This is nauseating, and honestly, it will be a very big challenge for the Biden administration, but they have to send out a very clear message that there will be federal pressure, federal support to protect these sites, because this is unacceptable. And on Thanksgiving weekend in particular, at the Washburn Fair Oaks Park in Minneapolis, the vandals spray-painted the platform, the plinth on which the George Washington statue was standing, writing out, stop colonization. They spelled colonization wrong, of course. End Thanksgiving. And F-12. F-U, and then the right out the word F-12. I am not sure what the 12 is a reference to. A group organizing under the Pan-Indigenous People's Liberation, which spells out PIPL, they took credit for the vandalism, which they said was part of a national decolonial day of action. A few miles away from the Washington statue, vandals also targeted a large granite monument to pioneers in the city's B.F. Nelson Park. Vandals spray-painted the message, no thanks, no more genocide, decolonize, spelled right this time, and land back on the statue. The spokesman for the park board, whose name is Dawn Summers, promised, we will start removing the paint as soon as we can. Both a George Washington statue and a pioneer statue were vandalized during this Thanksgiving holiday in Minneapolis. The Washington was knocked over and splattered with paint, and the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Department Board will be working to, quote, address and respond using a racial equity lens. What does that mean? You're going to respond using a racial equity lens? I guaranteed that very few of the people who do this kind of thing are people of color. They are radical, spoiled, nihilistic, white anarchist thugs. The Land Back seemingly refers, that they wrote on the statute, to the Land Back campaign, which claims to be a movement fighting white supremacy. The campaign calls for the dismantling of the white supremacy structures supposedly responsible for removing Native Americans from their lands. They want to end the National Park Service because, of course, this is not public land that should be enjoyed by the American people. They also want to defund white supremacy in the forms of getting rid of the police, the military-industrial complex, the Border Patrol, of course, and ICE, and a return of all public lands back into indigenous hands. On Wednesday morning, police prevented vandals from toppling a statue of President William McKinley in a Chicago park. The vandals tethered a rope to a police car and spray-painted the statue with the words, "Land Back." Now, William McKinley was not known for participating in Indian Wars. He played a heroic role in the Civil War as a young sergeant. But, I mean, William McKinley, who died by an assassin's bullet in 1901? Vandals in Spokane, Washington, spilled red paint on a statue of Abraham Lincoln in a attack that may or may not have been related to the Land Back campaign. In Portland, the Antifa group Youth Liberation Front called for a decentralized anti-colonial day of action on Thanksgiving Eve with the message, "F Thanksgiving, F Black Friday." An Antifa mob broke windows and sprayed graffiti, including the phrase "Land Back." Portland police managed to arrest three suspects. And, of course, they'll be all let off by the radical district attorney in Multnomah County. There's more. Destroying a statue at a cemetery to honor soldiers of the Civil War. Not Confederate soldiers, Union soldiers. It's all sickening. So what do we do about it? Win the war of ideas. Maybe it's necessary. We'll tell you how coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Right now, demand for faith. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it, I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, I can't let go the horrific behavior of people in Portland. Portland may be dueling with a couple of other cities, including Seattle, as the nuttiest city in the entire country. But I think Portland is ahead in that unhappy competition. The Antifa radicals targeted a veterans monument at Portland's Lone Fir Cemetery. Vandals spray painted F the USA and Eat S-word colonizers on the soldier's monument statue at a cemetery. That statue had been unveiled in 1903. To honor soldiers of the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, plus the Mexican War and the Indian Wars. And the idea that you're going to dishonor soldiers who gave their lives for the United States, and again, the whole idea that Thanksgiving should be dishonored. The rioters in Portland also spray painted F Thanksgiving underneath an ATM. And then overnight, many businesses on Hawthorne Boulevard in southeast Portland were defaced with BLM, Antifa, and other far-left messages. Antifa earlier this week gave instructions on how to scout out and attack locations for Thanksgiving. Well, there you have it. And part of it is this extraordinary historical ignorance. The whole idea that the pilgrims on Thanksgiving were anti-Indian and that they were not. They made a treaty with the Wampanoags, which lasted for more than 50 years. And when that treaty was broken, it was actually the Wampanoags who participated with a bunch of other Indian tribes in New England in what was a genocidal war on their point. The state of Connecticut, where King Philip's War was centered, up to a fourth of the white population was either killed or driven out. And it was a bitter, difficult war. What people talk about regarding the Pilgrims is the Pequot War, which was 18 years after the first Thanksgiving. And guess what? The Wampanoags were allied with the Pilgrims. The reason that Pequot War was so bloody is because the Pilgrims, the people from both Massachusetts Bay and from Plymouth Colony, were aligned with other Indian tribes who were involved in long-term bloody warfare. But among the allies for the Pilgrims were these Wampanoag Indians with whom they had made a treaty, which did last successfully for 50 years. All of that's important. I got this email from Mike in Federal Way, Washington. I'm very grateful for it. It came in over the weekend. He said, just been listening to your show today on Thanksgiving Day. Enjoyed the topic of the Pilgrims and their true history. Just thinking about all these years later, if it was Providence that founded and allowed the founding of our country, was it just God's provision to create an instrument to defeat the fascism in World War II and the communism thereafter? Seems like his providence has been taken away from our nation and that we may be under judgment now and in the future. I think we're always under judgment. Always. And there has been great suffering in American history, and there has been great mistakes and great crimes. Yes, crimes against humanity. Slavery was a crime against humanity. But what's fascinating is the biblical parallel. Is the covenant the special responsibility for the people of Israel didn't end when they were stiff-necked, when they were rebellious, when they worshiped false gods, when they betrayed everything that God had given them? Why? Because they continued to be an instrument of God's will. And the whole idea of providential protection is exactly as you're saying, Mike. That's exactly what I write about in my book, The American Miracle, and then wrote about again in this most recent book, God's Hand on America. The idea is that if you believe that God has a purpose in history and that he is going to move things in his direction. If you believe with Dr. King that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice, well, who's going to help God bend that moral arc of the universe? He's not going to count on Belgium. Not important enough, sorry. Belgium, very nice country. America's a big deal. It's a big country. It arose in a way that no one could have predicted or expected that really does defy all logic. And all of our leaders, literally for more than 200 years, more than 300 years, all of our leaders have believed that the good fortune that this country enjoyed was for a purpose. We have to live up to that purpose now and in the future, or we will be under judgment. That's a great question and great challenge, Mike, in Federal Way. And by the way, for people who want an audio version of our Thanksgiving special that we did on Thursday, you can go to Medved History Store. Today, Cyber Monday. And there's a huge sale going on. You can get the whole history library at 60% off. Lowest price ever. And it's over 100 hours of fascinating stories from me. And I actually was speaking to a friend over the weekend who says he has that history library on that thumb drive, and he listens to when he goes jogging. And that's great because you can run along with the long-running epic of America. Go to michaelmedved.com. You get 25% off any one history program, or if you buy the entire history store library, it's 60% off. Go to michaelmedved.com and look on the big banner there for this sale. Speaking of this sale in American history, there's another bit of lunacy from the extreme left. The University of Wisconsin-Madison may soon remove a 70-ton boulder. That's a big boulder. Why? Because student activists say the big rock is a symbol of the school's racist past. On November 19th, the university's campus planning committee voted unanimously to recommend the removal of Chamberlain Rock, which was named after former university president Thomas Trowder Chamberlain. The rock became a source of controversy when students discovered a clipping from a 1925 newspaper that called the rock a N-word head. That, 100 years ago, was a common term for large dark rocks. The university confirmed that the clipping was the only known instance ever anywhere of that term being used on campus. No one ever referred to it as the N-head rock. But following the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement, black students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison began calling for the removal of the rock, claiming it was a reminder of the school's racist history. The school's Black Student Union kickstarted the campaign. We took a bold stance to stand up to our university and demand things that have been demanded for so long but have historically fallen on deaf ears, Black Student Union President Nala McWhorter told the Free Beacon. When looking at context and what this university was like in 1925, it is very clear that it was a very racist campus. Is that the fault of the rock? What's amazing is this is going to cost at least $30,000, probably closer to $100,000, to remove the boulder. The university is considering removing it in one of three ways: relocating the rock off campus, that's important, burying it at the site of its original location, or breaking it up and disposing of it. Geochronology professor Brad Singer is lobbying to relocate the rock nearby so professors can continue using it for instruction, but certainly not using that word. When you look at a rock that was not created by human beings, it wasn't chipped, it's not a statue, the rock itself is offensive because it is dark and because a newspaper clipping 95 years ago in 1925 called it, well, you know what they called it. We deserve more sanity, don't you think? More balance in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Here's my very good...
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.